Got Josh in the studio.
Hello.
And we've also got the gang from Medina. Georgia was going to take a break so she could eat her lunch. Then she said she was eating tuna, so she didn't want to, and we're so glad that she's not.
Yeah.
We've got Jamie in the studio. Welcome back, Jamie.
Right.
And he looks terrified. You all right?
No, I'm fine, yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm right.
You sure? And we've got Libby in as well. You all right, Libby?
Yeah.
Good, excellent. Libby's got a little voice, so we're going to crank up the old microphone there. And we are talking technology. We're asking a question, Josh. What was the question?
Hang on, bear with me. I'm so unprofessional. Unprepared. It was, what could we not do 30 years ago that we can do now with the aid of technology?
What couldn't you get up on the screen then?
That sentence.
So that sentence, yeah. Right. Okay. So that's the question we're asking.
What could we not do 30 years ago that we can do with the aid of technology?
So you made a very good point earlier on. You said, "Yeah, I ain't 30 years old, so I wouldn't know."
Yeah.
So that's kind of the point now, isn't it? Because you would have grown up with most of the things that's available now. So it's like, yeah. You know, well, it's a bit like me. You know, for years and years and years, we knew about electric light switches. Not a problem. It's there all the time.
Yeah, it's there.
So you kind of take it for granted.
Yeah.
So be honest. I mean, do you take the technology for granted?
Yeah, of course I do. Everyone does.
So I mean, just say for instance, if we weren't allowed to do some of the, if we couldn't do some of the things that we couldn't do, would that like ruin your life?
Yeah. Over Christmas, my internet went down, and it was the worst thing.
Did it?
Right. I couldn't talk to anyone. I couldn't go on the internet and just relax. I couldn't watch stuff, and it was awful. So you do take things for granted.
We do, yeah. But I mean, even more so. I mean, us oldies, you know, we're looking at the electric, we're looking at the, you know, being able to turn on the tap, and there's water, and so on and so forth. But yeah. It's changed so dramatic. I mean, we're only talking. When was the first tap patented?
1845.
1845.
But that's the first screw tap.
Yeah.
So there might have been earlier taps, but that's all I could find.
When you watch things that, you know, these drama programmes, you know, they're going back to the late 1800s or maybe the early 1900s, not many of the houses that they go in have got actual running water.
No.
You know, they've got to go out and pump it from a well or whatever. So it's kind of scary that's only in the last sort of 100 years that we've actually had that. So technology has moved on, but it's moved on so much quicker in the last 20-odd years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing.
So we're going to go over to Jamie and say, right, what things couldn't you do X amount of years ago? And we're going to test him. Should we test him? Test him with the $1 million question. Okay. Ask him the email question.
Hi.
When was the first email sent?
1989, I'm going to say.
It's close.
It's close.
All right.
71.
That's not that close.
Yeah.
It's like 18 years away.
It's not that bad.
It's way out.
Yeah, it was like 20 years out.
I was being kind.
It's funny. What did Georgia say? Georgia said 1990.
Yeah, well, so did I.
And when I said now, it was about in the 1960s, you both looked at me and went, no, nutter.
Yeah,
but it was closest.
1971.
So, yeah. But then I think Georgia made a point of saying that he sent it to himself.
He still sent an email, though.
Well, he would, because...
Yeah, it was the only person that had it, yeah.
No one else knew about it. So, we're talking technology, the things that... should we make a list? We started to make a list of all the things that we couldn't do 30 years ago. Off the top of your head, Jamie, can you think of anything we couldn't do 30 years ago that we can now?
Not really. You could watch TV 30 years ago. You could go on the radio... I'm not sure.
Okay, TV. Let's take TV.
You can watch on-demand TV. That's exactly. What people do now, yeah.
Pause. Rewind.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that blows your mind, doesn't it?
Pause live TV. Yeah.
And rewind. And I went out yesterday. I watered the garden yesterday. I'm going to sound like an old man. I watered the garden, and I thought, I want to see Emmerdale, because that's my favourite soap. So I paused the start of it, okay, went out, watered the plants
and came back
about 5 minutes later and
I didn't miss out,
plus I could fast forward the ads. Job done.
Wow.
Voila. Amazing. Emmerdale done in 23 minutes. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, technology has allowed us to do that, but you know, let's stay on the track of TV. It's changed your habits. You said the other day it's changed your habit has changed.
None of my friends watch TV at all now, really. Live TV anyway.
Not live TV?
No, they watch like Netflix, YouTube, stuff like that, but not live TV.
It's incredible. Yeah. Someone there, it was John Logie Baird invented the TV, didn't he? Back in the 1900 and something or other.
Shall I have a quick Google?
TV has been building and growing since then, and all of a sudden, bang and boom, it's, you know, we're not watching it live anymore. What about you, Libby? Do you watch much live TV?
No, I normally watch just Netflix and stuff on YouTube.
Netflix and YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
See, Brandon, who's here on a Thursday afternoon, he does the YouTube thing.
Yeah,
he watches
as
a lot
well.
Of YouTubes.
That is my TV.
So, see, the thing is, I've grown up with normal TV, so I'm kind of sticking to that, but I can see that there is... I mean, just say, for instance, if you wanted to watch virtually anything on YouTube, you just type it in and there it is.
Yeah, well, you think how long YouTube's been around? It's only been around, like, 7 years.
When was the first YouTube? There you go, there's a question for
you. It
was,
like, 2007, and it was some guy at the zoo, and all it is I'm at the zoo.
Right.
And it was one of the CEOs of YouTube.
So that was 2000 and...
I think it was 2007, 2008.
So it was 2005, a couple of seconds ago.
Was it?
Yeah. It was, wasn't it?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Just Google it. What was the last thing you watched on YouTube, Livy?
Probably a music video.
And what? So what was the music video?
The Struts could have been me.
Could it be right, Struts, yeah.
2005.
Brilliant.
Me at the zoo.
You were right. You were absolutely
close.
Right.
Yeah.
No, 2005. That's what you said first time.
Was it? Okay, yeah.
Always go with, because you're a bright lad, always go with
Thank
it, you know, be confident.
Okay.
You were right.
Thank you.
And then you changed it to 2007, 2008. But, so, I mean, years ago, we used to watch Top of the Pops. Well, that's how we used to watch our videos. Now you can just get anything you want on YouTube. I mean, so Struts, before that, what else was it? Was it another musical video?
No, I watched YouTubers.
YouTubers?
Yeah, like people that do daily vlogs and...
Internet celebrities.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. Yeah. We got a call coming through. You haven't got any headphones on, so you're not going to be able to hear this. So if you want to find some, plug them in. Let's take this call. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Ian.
Hello, it's Keith.
How are you, mate?
I'm all right, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Not too bad, enjoying the weather.
It's beautiful out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's got a bit cloudy over here down there, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still warm though, it's about 21.
Well, they said it was going to get cloudy here about 2 o'clock. As soon as we go off air and go home, it's going to cloud over.
Talking
about technology, Keith.
Yeah, you used to find that, didn't you? It was fine during the week, but come weekends, it used to rain, didn't it?
Do you know what? We've stumbled upon the technology, another technology thing, the weather forecasts.
Weather, yeah.
You know, because let's be honest, they say, when they say it's going to be a great summer, how do they know? Because they can't even tell you what it's going to do next week.
That's right. Well, they know, you know what used to rain on a Friday, don't you, on the weekend?
Go on.
It's because of all the industrial work that was done during the week from Monday to Friday used to pollute the air look, and create all this havoc.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
Makes
sense.
That's
what they reckon.
So,
technology.
Yeah, go on.
Well, there's one that I can sit in my car and listen to you via the Bluetooth technology on my iPhone.
Bluetooth, yeah.
That is Bluetooth. That is, that's another piece of ingenious kit, isn't it?
That's cool.
Send speakers around. I mean, we've got speakers around the house, and that's like Bluetooth as well.
Yeah.
These little pink iPod speakers, Bluetooth, and it's speakers. Just...
When you think about it, though, Ian, how many of these sort of radio waves or signals are passing through your body each day?
Well, but...
They're not harmful, though, are they?
Well, I don't know. Have they been proven not to be?
But people are living longer now, Keith.
Perhaps they prolong life.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but then again, when you get older and you get heavy, and it's not so good, is it?
Well, I suppose not. But then, you know, we are living longer, whether that's to do with Bluetooth. Did you know Bluetooth was something to do with a king?
Was it?
It was something to do with the king. That's how Bluetooth got his name. He's a very famous or an old king, and that's where Bluetooth came from. I'm a mind of information today.
Next time I go to a pub quiz, you'll come with me.
So what other things couldn't we do 30 years ago? I saw something the other day.
It's another one that's like I'm doing now. Driving around in the car with no tax disc on display.
Well, that's a remarkable thing as well, because that's obviously now you don't have to have a tax disc because you do it online. It's all logged somewhere.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that is, yeah. No, I see where you're coming from.
You're picked up by ANPR cameras, Ian. So if one of those cameras pick you up and it's not registered as insured or taxed or MOT, then that's how they find out.
So do you have to, just say for instance, if you've got an old tax disc on view, do you have to take that away now? Do you have to block it out?
No, no, you can put a little round picture of you and your missus up there if you want to, mate, and it's not an offence.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, the old days where they used to put the Mackeson label in, the little Guinness label in, as they used to. Yeah.
Anything else?
Let me think. No, I can't think of any offhand. This involves, scientifically, well, obviously, is the press a button and a bomb drops somewhere else in the world. That's I know we had that before 30 years ago, but...
Do you know, I was watching a thing called Strike Back.
Yeah.
And it's a fascinating programme because they've got, like, it's British intelligence. You've got some soldier that is somewhere around the world and they will be in a building trying to hurt somebody or they've been captured themselves,
yeah.
Okay? And they can hear every word that this bloke is saying to them because they've got this technology. They even know they can see outside of the building because they've got something in the satellite in the sky that can show.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, how true is this? Because there are certain people, just say for instance, if I'm on the phone and I disappear into a certain area in the house, the toilet in our house, the phone signal goes. So how do they manage to get that signal there? And when you see some of these some of these dramas, they're, you know, say for instance they're out in Afghanistan, and for a lot of Afghanistan is just you're just out in the open,
just
aren't
nothing.
You? It's just nothing there.
Yeah.
And these guys, they get their phones and they make a phone call and they've got a signal. And you think, how's
it's
that?
TV.
I know.
Anything can happen in TV.
is that so? It's not real.
Well, maybe to a degree it's real, but. I don't know. I don't want to go out to Afghanistan and just ring someone as a test.
No.
Another
one is Ian's drones, isn't it? The way they fly those drones around.
Yeah. That's just like, you know, radio waves, though, isn't
in
it?
Afghanistan again, you know, they're sat in a little office somewhere, and yet this thing's flying over Afghanistan, hundreds of miles away, and they're guiding it and telling them what to do.
Yeah.
Well, even if they put a thing on Mars, mate, that lands on Mars, they can control it.
Well, there's a probe at the moment that's coming into contact with Pluto, and that's like billions of miles away.
As long as Mickey don't get offended, yeah.
Anything else, Keith?
No, I don't think so, mate. I think I covered what I could say really well. Another one is agricultural side of it is what you call the sat-nav, GPS. You can just get in your combine or your plough tractor, set your GPS and you can sit there and read a paper and it does it all itself around the headland, does all the ploughing for you and everything. It's all technology, look.
Scary, isn't it?
Especially ones out of control.
Did I see something about the iPhone? There's another new iPhone coming out in September.
Wouldn't surprise me.
And they said something about it can switch your lights on at home. And
you can do that now anyway.
You can do that at home.
Yeah, there's like light bulbs that you can buy that are connected to like the internet and your phone.
That's right.
Them in like normal, and you can change the colour. You can, so if you put your iPhone down somewhere and play music, they'll react to the music.
Well, that's available now, isn't it?
Yeah,
really?
You can buy that now.
You're joking.
No.
Oh, there's one other thing we didn't have 30 years ago.
Go on.
Viagra.
Well,
yeah. That's technology at its best, isn't it?
Not half, mate.
Thanks for your
call.
Thanks for your call, Keith. Cheers. Bye. Just talk me through that again. There are
light bulbs you can buy. You put them in like normal light bulbs. They've got LEDs in. And you can program them to change colours on your phone, react to different music. And I think in America, certain producers of TV shows and stuff have sent stuff to the app. So if you watch a certain program, they'll react to that program. So say if someone walked into a blue room, they'll like to turn blue.
I know that you can control, you can dial in and get your Skybox to record something,
yeah,
and so on.
You can get central heating on your phone now as well. So if there's a thing called a Nest, which is like a device you fit around your house and you can control your heating.
You're joking.
No, honestly.
Just imagine that. My wife would have the heating on all the blooming time and I'll be there turning it off.
Yeah.
How great would that be?
Turning it up to annoy her.
Oh, do you know what? It blows your mind. What's the best bit of technology, the most interesting thing, the most, do youngsters look at this and say, wow, or is it just, hey, look, this is normal? Don't get excited, Grandad. It's normal. what kind of blows your mind that's around at the moment?
Not a lot. It's been around all our life, hasn't it? Where we're new to it. So, yeah, we take it for granted, really.
That's the thing. I mean, yeah. we were talking earlier on about, you know, how the films, have they got it right with the timings and so on. Back to the Future, the guy had the screens, the big screens on the TV, and he's watching all these faces, and he was able to talk to these faces. We're doing that now. What was the little board that he was on? The hoverboard. That's now extent. Exists. Yeah. And then we started talking about Mike TV on the movie Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, yeah. Where he was, what do they call this?
Transported through TV waves, I think, yeah. That's what they say in the film.
I mean, they can't do that, but they're working on it, apparently.
You can put someone in TV.
Yeah, yeah.
You film them and then, yeah.
I mean, honestly, it just blows your mind. But obviously, because you've grown up with it, it's not quite such an exciting thing. But just put your mindset into, you know, about 100 years ago, I would say, give or take, you know, they only started putting taps in houses for water. And you think, that's only 100 years. We're talking about 30 years. If you go back 30 years, what year are we at if we go back 30 years, Libby?
1985.
1985. Yeah. You're absolutely right. 1985.
That was quick.
You go. He's a mathematician.
I've been out of school too long.
So 1985. What were we doing? We didn't have internet.
No.
We did.
The internet has been around since the late 60s.
But it weren't available.
But the World
for us.
Wide Web was available in the 1990s.
Weren't available for us, though, was it? That's the thing. Yeah. So we were still using CDs. Just most of us were still using vinyl. Do you know what vinyl is?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Because that behind you.
Because my son, I mean, he's slightly older than you. I got the vinyl out one day, and he said, "What's this? Is this?" And he was disgusted by it. What is this old thing? This is a record. A record. What's that? Well, you put that down there, and then you put this needle, and you put that on the record, and it. Oh, wow. Oh, really? Why don't you just do this? Click, and he's listening to an iPod with music, and that's how it's changed. Massively. You just imagine going out and gigging back in 1985 with your boxes of records. Now you can have a box and it's about the size of that thing there, and it's you know, that's it, carrying all my music around in it. That is incredible.
That's cool to think about.
Yeah, but 30 years ago, that was basically it. Cordless phones, they were probably big.
Mobile phones
were the size of an house brick that you couldn't get a signal on. So, you know, we go back 30 years, there's an awful lot of stuff that we couldn't do that we're doing now. But like I said to you earlier on, at some point, there's going to be like a ceiling. We hit that ceiling and that's as far as we go.
I agree with you to an extent, but I'm not sure there is.
But what's the next thing then?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't tell you that. I don't think anyone could tell you that.
Well, we'll ask Georgia, because she asked that question a little while ago in part two. But we're thinking, right, okay, we're looking back, but let's look forward. What realistically, what's the next thing we can do? I mean, back in about the 1960s, they started talking about putting a man in space. And most people would have thought, no, you're not going to do that.
Yeah,
they do it all the time now.
Yeah. Well, they reckon in the next 3 years, they're going to have people going to Mars.
Mars?
Yeah. Mars.
I don't really fancy Mars, do you?
Would you, if you had the opportunity to go to space, would you?
No.
Really?
I don't like heights.
Okay, yeah.
I like my feet on the ground. Do you remember that a little while ago where this bloke jumped out of something and it was
the edge of space, yeah. He broke the speed of sound, falling.
Yeah. What an idiot.
That's cool.
Yeah, you just imagine.
I wouldn't do it, but that's cool.
Put yourself in that situation where you're getting out of some tiny contraption. Okay,
yeah,
and you're
small.
Just gonna jump.
He didn't jump. He just went. He just fell. Yeah.
But you know you've got to go and go. Could you do? I mean,
I could not do that.
No, you wouldn't get me up there for one, but then you wouldn't get me out of there for another. I'd stay where I was.
I'd love to go to space.
Yeah,
if I could, I would. Honestly,
what about you, Libby? Would you go into space?
No.
Do you think? I mean, do you think that's an awesome thing, being able to go into space?
Yeah, it's cool, but I wouldn't want to do it.
It's not such a big deal, though, is it? Yeah, not a real big deal, is it?
Fine.
Hang on.
That's the next big thing, though, isn't it?
What, going into space?
Living on another planet.
Well, we're running out of space down here,
aren't
we?
Exactly. We need to.
You could put all the horrible people on another planet, couldn't you?
Have like a prison space station.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
So, technology. Let's get back to technology. So, on a daily basis, you're not blown away like us old fogies.
Not
it's
really.
just normal.
No, I guess so. When the touchscreen came out, that was quite...
Right.
Like, that was kind of... But
touchscreens have been out for a while, but on the phones, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, the technology... What did you say earlier on? You made a great statement there.
About an iPhone is basically what was used to get to the moon. Is that the one you're on about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That technology.
The whole moon mission that NASA did was the same computers and stuff they had on this... The spaceships and stuff was the same as in a phone nowadays.
Blows your mind, doesn't it? It's just, you know, you think, right, okay. So
and that was like 40 years ago. No. Yeah.
I've lost my phone.
40 years ago.
I don't know what I've done with it. See, what happens now if you've lost your phone and you can't find it anymore?
Well, I would say I'd bring you, but I don't have your number.
No, I've seriously lost the phone. So nowadays you can sort of, you know, I can
Well, there's a Find My Phone app on iPhones.
Yeah? Yeah. Incredible, isn't it?
That's cool.
Absolutely incredible. Did I drop it on the floor or something? I say it should be here somewhere. But anything else? Anybody want to add anything? You want to add anything, Jamie?
No, not really.
You're still terrified, aren't you?
Yeah. Hey? Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so we're talking about the things that have been invented in the last 30 years. I needed my phone for this because all the details are on there. Has anybody put anything on your Facebook page?
My sister put send letters, videos and pictures instantly.
I so like it.
You can film something now and you can send it to someone and they can laugh and share it to other people.
And that's instant, isn't it?
It's instant.
So, I mean, I've done this many times. I could take a picture of you two guys, you three guys, you four guys, two ladies. I could take a picture of that and put it out there on Facebook. It's done in seconds. And
the world could,
you know, that's it. That's how quick it is. But that's been around for a while, isn't it, that kind of technology?
Yeah, 10 years.
10 years.
Gotta be.
And yet I've only just grasped it.
Yeah.
That's scary. Do you think we use the technology in the way that it's there? Do you think we're using it to its max when it comes to it?
Yes and no.
In what way would you say yes and in what way would you say no?
I would say we're not necessarily using it for the right things.
Right.
And in some ways we are using it for the... So, like the internet, we're using it to store a lot of files, information. So it's just there at the, you know, a few button presses. We can find out who invented the internet, who invented the toilet, and all that kind of useless information. And then other ways is people use it to do harm to others, like viruses and stuff.
Yeah, no, that's the annoying thing. There are people that want to do that.
Yeah.
When was the last time you people did a, you know, just say for instance you thought, right, okay, somebody said something, I'm just going to look it up and check it. Do you do that on a regular basis?
Yeah, every day.
Every
four
day.
Four or five times a day, yeah.
What was the last time you used it for? What did you look it up?
I'm not sure. I think it was something on, like, about music earlier.
Right.
I needed to find out when the song was made.
Okay.
So I googled it and, yeah, it was
okay.
Instant, really.
What about you, Libby?
The same.
What was it? What did you want to look up?
I needed to know when Whitney Houston's album came out.
Which album are you talking about?
Her ninth one.
So you just type in Whitney Houston's ninth album, or mm-hmm. You just type in Whitney Houston, it's all there, isn't it?
Yeah.
And why is it so annoying then, Joshua? When earlier on we just asked a simple question.
Oh, yeah.
We asked Google a simple question.
When was the tap?
When did Britain first get taps? And they were telling us about fluoride and how bad it was for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It causes depression.
Yeah, and it made you die early.
Yeah, that's to stop what we wanted.
Hang on a minute, we just wanted to know when was the first tap.
Silly
in Britain.
Google.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
You think they got the technology, can't you get that right?
But then, if you look, when you do like a Google search, there's like billions of outcomes. If I just, I don't know why, but I'm typing in the word toilet to Google, and when it loads, there is 334 million results, and that did that in 0.3 seconds. And that Google tells you that.
So, what were you
That's
looking
just
up?
Toilet.
Just toilet.
I don't know why, don't ask, but...
Well, we were looking up toilet because I said, look, if you look up who made
was
the first
Thomas
toilet,
Crapper?
You would have... Yeah. It will make you laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's millions of results. And
okay.
Obviously Google gives you the ones that are most clicked on.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's any more messages?
No, that's it from me.
Okay. There's a few messages my side here. I think Ali's been in touch and she says about the washing machine and a washer dryer.
Yeah.
I don't know when they were. They were kind of invented, but the washer dryer thing was. I mean, to me, that's a fascinating thing. Well, it is to her as well, that you can chuck it all in one machine and it will wash it and it will dry it, and you don't have to do anything. You just click a button and it does it all for you.
Yeah.
How brilliant! Now, back in the day, probably in the early 1980s. My mum would have this twin thing where you'd have the thing that span around, okay, and you'd have to put it all in, and then you'd have to hook all this out and put it in the spinner and spin it all and so on and so forth. And she'd have to be there and do all of this. And you think X amount of years later, you just pick up all your washing, you just put it in there, you put the detergent or whatever it is in there, you push a few buttons, it washes it, and it dries it as well. And 2 hours later, you hook it out, and there you go, it's ready to be put away.
Yeah.
That's how cool. Incredible is that? Should take another call. Hi, who's this?
I'm Libby's mum.
Hello, Libby's mum.
About the technology.
Oh yeah.
One thing I've noticed about kids after school now, the old Skype. Gone are the days that they ring their mates. You know, do you want to come out to play or whatever? They go on Skype and you hear Libby in her room talking to someone. And you think, who's she talking to? And there's a mate on the screen.
That's that. When you think about it, I mean, you know, that I don't come from that era, but I know it's because I would do that to my son a lot. But it does. It blows your mind, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Because I mean, and it's like no one calls for you now by ringing the doorbell or knocking the door. Can so and so come out? It's all text, and they come down the stairs and say, I'm going out. Oh, okay. So-and-so's outside.
I know exactly what you mean, because this has been going on for years and years, but do you think this is a good thing or a bad thing?
I sometimes think it's a bad thing, because especially when, you know, you get them all together, they're all together, and they're texting each other in the same room, not actually talking to each other.
See, that's the worry. That's my concern, is that we've got all these things that make us more communicative, but we stop communicating with each other.
Exactly.
It's I'll tell you what's a huge concern. One of the reasons why we open up the radio school was because radio is communication, and we talk about these things. And hopefully, fingers crossed, you know, the people that are on the course, including Libby, will look at this and think, hey, hang on a minute. Yeah, I didn't realise that we were going that way of relying on our phone and so on. Now, when was the last time you went on holiday?
Oh, blimey. A couple of years ago.
So when you went on holiday, did Libby have a phone?
She did, yeah.
Did she take it with her?
Yeah.
Was it on the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you know what? Last year we went to Corfu, and I switched my phone off for 2 weeks. It was the best 2 weeks I've had in years.
Exactly.
I got stressed out by some little kid about Libby's age coming down for breakfast, sitting in the restaurant bit, and she had her face on her like a wet weekend. And you knew that she had this phone, and she threw the phone down on the table and had a go at her mum and said, I can't get a signal.
Yeah.
And it was just, I said to my wife, I said, come on, we're going, I can't stand being around people like that. I've done away with the phone for 2 weeks. We are so reliant on it, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, nowadays, if you didn't want to leave your house, you wouldn't have to. I mean, you can get your shopping delivered to the front door.
Yeah.
You know, you can get anything you need really delivered via Amazon, etc., and other places. Sorry.
No, it's all right.
You know, you could just completely isolate yourself if you wanted to nowadays.
And it's a wonderful thing, but it's also a bad thing, because it stopped us communicating with people and being sociable.
Yeah, exactly. I think a lot of social skill has been lost.
Yeah, I think
over the years.
I think you're right. I mean, I come from the era where I could still quote ex-girlfriend's telephone numbers, landline numbers.
Yeah.
You know, and nowadays you don't have to. What's your number? I'll text it to you.
Yeah.
You know it because it's in the machine. I've got a phone so and so. Years ago, we'd either have to look it up in a little book, or we'd remember what the number is. But nowadays, it's all in the phone.
You can put your mobile phone number on Facebook now. So if you wanted to, you could just say, oh, what's so-and-so's number?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How sad is that, eh?
Yeah.
How sad is that? Is there anything else you want to say, Libby's mum?
No, that's it. I bet she's bright red now.
She's been bright red since she got here. But even more so now. All right. Thanks very much for your call.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Take care. Bye. That was Libby's mum. We didn't get a name, Libby. What's Libby's mum? What is Libby called?
Tammy.
Right. Okay, that was Tammy. What we're going to do now is we're going to have a shuffle around of microphones, and then we're going to come back with... what are we going to come back with? We're going to come back with part two. We're going to talk to Georgia about the future and where we think this is all going. I think they've hit the ceiling. I don't think they can do any more, can they?
No, I think it's going to end of the summer, what you can do.
Do you reckon there'll be something else?
Yeah, there's got to be.
It will be never ending.
Otherwise, we'd never advance anyway, would we?
Yeah, but we're going to... We're never going to be able to sort of send one person from there to there using TV waves, are we?
No, that's impossible.
The mic TV thing? That's never going to happen, is it? Or is it? You don't know, do you?
I'm not a rocket scientist.
All right, we'll take a break. We come back with more and more.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Call them on 01983 240 240. That's 01983 240 240.
Where do you go for a wide range of animal feeds, accessories and lots more? Sandown Pet Store are the island's premier store for all your pets' needs. We are open 6 days a week on St John's Road, Sandown. Telephone 01983 407788 and speak to Paul or Wendy for a friendly and reliable service.
If you're one of those people that has to live life on a tight budget, you might want to take advantage of the £10 meal deal at Hamilton Spine Foods.
£10 meal deal, I started probably about 2 years ago now, and we've managed to sustain the prices that you still get the full value of that, which is the chicken, the mince, the ham, the sausages, and that chicken will go for a family of four quite easily. You've still got the stock afterwards if you want to, and the bones to make a soup. Sausages obviously is a meal in itself. The ham is another evening meal.
Hamilton Spine Foods. You'll find them on Dace Way and Pyle Street in Newport. Also in Wootton and Cowes too.
Isle of Wight Feet help people with foot problems and footwear. Make an appointment to see my dad for professional chiropody and podiatry services. He specialises in making orthotic insoles and made-to-measure footwear. Don't put us off and suffer. We're opposite the Conservative Club in Cross Street, open from Tuesday to Saturday from 9 to 5. Telephone 864444 or search iwfeet.co.uk.
Hi, it's me, Chip here. I've got my own dance show. The dance show is called Chip's Dance Hall Show. I will be playing a variety of dance tunes that you can dance and tap your feet to. So come and join the party from 10 p.m. till 11 on Sunday night.
This is Vectis Radio. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Vectis Radio.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone, 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
And we're back, and this is the bit where Libby's going to wing it. No, not Libby, George is going to wing it. She said, oh, I'm just going to go with the flow. We're going to talk about where technology is going to go, what's going to happen in the near future. What do you think then, Trouble? What do you think?
I think that it could get a bit dangerous in the future. I think people could go too far with it. Have you seen Transcendence?
Hang on, I think I have. Who's in it?
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, doesn't he die and they bring him back to life?
Spoiler.
Sorry. Well, he dies quite early in it. All right, so don't worry. It's not like that's how it ends. Okay. I mean, I don't want to ruin the whole thing for you.
Thank you.
I did watch it. I kind of got bored with it because I didn't think it was, if that's what's going to happen in the future. I couldn't believe that would happen, but then I did watch the film we mentioned earlier on, Back to the Future, where they had this wall of screens and stuff, and you think, well, I didn't think that was going to happen either, but it did. So do you think that in the future that is what's going to happen?
I think it could do with the sciences that's going on at the moment. I don't think that sort of thing is impossible, and as it showed in the film, it can be pretty dangerous if people take it too far.
I mean, let's be honest, it's the most natural thing in the world for people to protect their countries and protect their own. And over the last, you know, decades and decades, that's what people have done. You know, nuclear technology, that sort of thing. And you mentioned it's going to get nasty and dangerous and things like that. So I can see why people will have to be like ahead of the game, so to speak. So if there is some technology out there that can protect their country, then they're going to do it. I still believe, I have this theory, this is my theory, that all these things, all these mobile phones, these iPhones, these iPads, these tablets, who makes them? We don't.
No.
They get made, and they get from I don't know, China, Japan.
Yeah.
And we're going to end up, everyone's going to have one of these if they haven't already, and then they're going to turn the electric off and laugh their socks off. Because we ain't going to be able to use these things, are they?
Yeah.
Are we? So, you know, that I have this theory that somewhere down the line, there's this thing, where, right, okay, we get all these idiots to have them, all these contraptions, we become reliant on it.
They've been planning this for like 10, 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reliant on it, to the point where we can't even switch a light bulb on. Because everyone's going to have these things where, they're switched on by their phone and so on. Don't you? I mean, that's where I see this going.
Are you interested?
Turning off the electric for us Brits. Then we'd have to communicate, wouldn't we?
Why just the Brits?
Well, you know, they do it because
they don't.
Yeah, why us? But I think that, you know, the Western world, maybe they'll do that. Maybe whoever's owning the electric at the time.
Yeah.
This is what I say. So I think it's important that we have our own electric source. Hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Apart from technology, which I'm finding very fascinating, being little old lady, as you so lovingly call me. Medicine's quite scary. I saw last week, whilst watching some Sky News, about some kind of guy who's contemplating a head transplant.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that, yeah.
A head transplant?
Yeah.
I wasn't certain of the actual condition of the guy who's... I suppose his body must be not working or something, I'm not sure. But they obviously want to remove his healthy head... and put it, presumably, on a corpse. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they seem to think they can do it. The only stumbling block, if it's a pun, is the fact that the spinal column is probably the most dangerous part to try and work out how to do it.
I'm still trying to get my head around an head transplant.
Yeah, that's
you
know.
Yeah. Well, we saw it then. Who said that? Was that Josh?
Yeah, Josh. I've read the...
Did you see that?
Yeah, it's mad.
Did you see it on the television?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
It's crazy.
Incredible ethical question, isn't it? I mean, where do they get the well, if they got the head, it's the body that they want, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I can't see how they
could...
It's horrible. They reckon they can do it by, cutting all through the blood vessels and joining them all up and all the rest of it. But the biggest thing would be the spinal cord.
Yeah, well, we can do all kinds of transplants now, so I suppose why not?
Yeah, but my goodness.
If it works, it works.
I mean, honestly, you just think a head transplant.
Yeah.
So presumably they've got to find someone who's died, keep them artificially alive, and then remove their head, and then the donor, or the bloke who... No, he's not the donor, is he? He is the donor. The head's the donor, isn't he, I suppose? This other bloke would be anaesthetised, cut his head off and put it on the other bloke.
That's when it becomes confusing,
isn't
it?
It's Frankenstein, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or it could be the next Terminator film.
It was really quite grotesque.
So how real was this programme? Was it a documentary?
No, it was news. I tell you when I watched it, it was when, during the festival, when I was waiting up for my husband to come home in the early hours of the morning from his cab driving, and I was just sitting up watching lots of Sky News programmes, and it was on one of the, about 1 o'clock in the morning, the news programme on Sky. On Sky News.
Sorry, I'm just gobsmacked. Yeah. Do you remember the film Face Off?
Yeah.
Where I think it was John Travolta and Nicolas Cage.
Face Off.
Yeah, that's it,
They actually swap faces for some
that's
reason.
That's happened. I'm pretty sure that's happened. Yeah.
Well, that's been done with people who have been severely disfigured, haven't they?
That
was a French lady, wasn't it, first, who had a face transplant?
I think you're right, but, a head...
A whole head!
That's your eyes, everything,
just put on another a healthy body.
It's quite scary to think about, to be honest.
Yeah, at
it's
lunchtime.
Really quite... Ooh. Yeah.
Anything else in the last 30 years that's blown your mind?
I mean, no, I think you've pretty much covered it. Even the, say, the simple things like we just take for granted, pushing buttons for washing machines and dryers.
Yeah,
and
true.
Things like that.
Absolutely. You sound like an elderly lady. Have you got grandchildren?
Yes.
Have you got grandchildren?
If so, yes.
Do you talk to them via Skype?
No.
You don't?
No.
Don't they give you the number then?
No, I'm only just sort of becoming sort of technological.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm a late developer.
Right, okay.
But I'm fascinated by it all. I've just been a bit scared, but I'm not scared now I've got my first tablet. I'm enjoying that hugely. And mobile phones. But, as you say, where does it stop? I just don't know. What about driverless cars? That's another thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Driverless cars.
There was a video last week, I think, of a guy testing out the self-park feature, and he was stood in front of the car, and apparently the self-park feature is an added bonus you've got to pay for, and this car didn't have it, so the car just ran him over.
Oh, I thought they kind of, the sensors...
No, it's an added extra, you've got to pay for it.
I mean, I don't really know whether it's all necessary, I've no idea. And space travel, of course, as you were talking about, is incredible, isn't it? But, don't know, it's fascinating, and I think at the same time it can be a bit scary.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
It does seem that... I don't believe it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Even though it's happening, you think, I don't believe that. How have they done that? Even the telescopes to look into all the galaxies, I think, are fascinating and fantastic.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Looking back in time.
What I don't... going back to the driverless cars, why?
Why not?
Why? Yeah, why?
Why not?
Why? The whole point is to go from A to B, isn't it?
It's to drive a car.
Why not?
No, I don't understand. No.
I've got a car, but I don't drive it.
No.
What's the point then?
I think it's just maybe convenience, or we're just getting lazy.
Lazy, I think, is half of it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, with all this fantastic technology, you can go down Horsebridge Hill and lose a signal on your phone, can't you?
Yeah. It doesn't sound good, doesn't it? Does
no,
it?
When
we used
no.
to do all of these things.
My husband came up with a good idea this morning. He said, why don't they, in the days of with all the solar stuff now, why can't you charge your phone up why can't it have a little solar panel in it, so it's like even if it's just a backup? Because calculators use light, don't they? You don't need batteries for calculators anymore.
You could probably buy a phone case with a solar panel on the back of it and just put it out in the sun.
Have they done that? Are we too late in inventing that?
It's probably out there somewhere. It's got to be.
You know, that would be... You could charge your phone up on a day like today, just put it, in the sunshine.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Although I don't know if mobile phones are supposed to get really hot.
See, this is where technology, I think, lets itself down, and all of a sudden it's not so warm and friendly as you think.
Mm.
You know, that would be, to me, a common sense thing, to have a mobile phone that you could leave out in the light or the sunshine and it will charge itself.
Yeah.
But they won't do that because they want you to... Otherwise, the electric thing... This is where my theory stands out.
Yeah, no, okay, I can see where it's coming.
Just say, for instance, if they were genuinely trying to save the planet or whatever...
Mm, they would do that.
They would have... Every phone would have something in it. You just leave it out in the sunshine, it will charge itself.
Yeah,
if
it's a backup, if it can't charge up enough for constant use... Because how many times have you perhaps gone somewhere and perhaps you left your charger at home or something? It would be a... Just a good backup thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thanks for your call, Jackie.
Okay,
thank you.
Still listening with interest.
Bless you. Thank you.
Fascinating. Yeah. Okay.
Bye-bye. That was Jackie, the elderly lady from East Cowes, who's her grandchildren won't give her the details of her Skype account. How sad is that?
Sad.
We should help out, maybe. Maybe we should drop by one day and help her out. Are you on Skype, Georgia?
I don't really use it that often.
But you use it because you say your dad's 200 miles away.
Yeah, I use FaceTime.
So you use FaceTime, which is an iPhone thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can only... Is there an equivalent on Android, or is it just Skype?
Skype.
It's Skype.
Yeah, Skype.
Okay, which is a fantastic thing. My son will use exactly the same thing. Most weeks he will either... He won't Skype me, he'll FaceTime. I'll FaceTime your dad. I mean... It's all changed.
Could you imagine explaining that to like a caveman? What does FaceTiming mean?
you try explaining a lot of things to a caveman. You go,
that's
you're stripped bare, nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's how did they light fires for a start?
Yeah.
Bit of flint?
What's flint?
Yeah, well, yeah.
So you've got to explain I love questions like that. That's so cool.
How great would that be, though? To be able to, you meet somebody that is not like from this world, and you've got to explain
from like hundreds of years ago.
What would be the thing that blows his mind the most?
What, a caveman?
Yeah,
I don't know. Anything really. You think about what they had back then. They had nothing.
Nothing at all.
And we've got a device that we can talk to someone. We can...
On the other side of the planet.
Yeah.
Someone said, in answer to your question, what can we do now that we couldn't do 30 years ago? They said, respond to this message.
Smart. I like
on
it.
On the line. On the run. On the hoof. Yeah. So, that's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, years ago, you used to have to get... I mean, when was Wi-Fi invented?
Oh...
Because that's only in the last sort of 10, 15 years, isn't it?
It's got to be around then, yeah.
And the other thing, did you actually look up who invented Bluetooth? Was it that king that we were talking about?
No, I couldn't find anything. It just told me about what it was.
What it was. Okay, yeah. we'll have another little look in a moment. Anything you want to add there, Georgia?
About that solar panel charging thing, I was going to say earlier, phones like iPhones, when they get too hot, they just turn off.
They do.
Because they overheat. My phone did it last night, because I think my charger's a bit dodgy. But my phone just overheated and turned off.
1991 Wi-Fi.
1991?
Well, the earliest, yeah.
Because
we have it today.
That would have been something you would have had to plug into your computer.
Yeah.
And you'd have had to, like, do it...
Ethernet cables.
But
you don't really need them anymore, do you?
Well, all cables are going to become obsolete, apart from an electric cable, surely, in a moment.
You can do wireless charging now.
Wireless
charging? My mum's phone has got wireless charging. You just put it on top of this device... There it is.
See, that's cool. Sneaky.
That's cool.
Even George is frowning now.
That's
what are you frowning at?
I just find that weird. I've never heard of that before.
No cables, but you can still
charge.
Well,
you've got the device is plugged into the wall, so there is a cable there, but you just put your phone on top of this, like, round thing, and it charges the phone.
What phone has she got there?
The Galaxy S6. It's, like, brand new.
Is that the one with the rounded the corners?
Yeah, that's a different version, but yeah, it's the same phone.
So is it? I mean, you're an
Apple person.
Yeah, you're. So do you look at her and think, oh, envious or?
Yeah, I am a bit jealous, but that's also because in China they've got an Iron Man version. But
an Iron Man version.
Yeah, I'm a massive Iron Man.
What can she do on your phone that you can't?
What, on her phone?
Yeah.
The big thing for me is that wireless charging.
Wireless charging.
That's so cool.
That's more than cool, isn't it? I mean, you think wireless charging, how great would that be? I know you've got things like, just say for instance, if you wanted it, nowadays there's a new Dyson out, and the new Dyson will allow you to charge it up and then use it with no cables.
Oh, cool. I've got that at home.
How great would that be? Do you use it?
Yeah, when I clean my room, because then you don't have to go and find a plug to plug it in, you can just take it wherever you need it.
How brilliant is that? Do you use one as well?
No.
It's not hit pan yet, has it? Because I used to live up there, and the cables, that's the worst thing in the world, having a Hoover and have your cables all, because you've only got to move it around, twist it around. How easy. I'm so envious that you've got one that you can just charge up. That is great and so easy.
Could you imagine in the future not having to have any cables? Everything just connects to electricity wirelessly. If that could happen.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to have anyone moaning about, oh, look at all those cables.
That's a great face, though.
Thank you.
Great face.
Thank
you. So, anything else you want to add there, Georgia?
I can't think of anything.
Going into the future, anything you want to say, Libby, about going into the future? Where do you think it's going to stop?
No.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Beam me up. I think that's the one where that's going
to... I think that's the ceiling.
That's going to impress me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you just send this bloke here from there to there in some kind of mission? What did they used to call it in Star Trek? They used to have to go stand on something, didn't they?
Yeah.
And say, beam me up.
I can't remember what it's called now.
But I think you used to have one of those things, like a flip-top thing. That you had, and you said, beam me up, Scotty. And
they've got that thing on their chest, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they just talk to each other like that, and it monitors all their internals.
That's an incredible thing as well. You've got these technology things that it watches, Apple iWatch, and it monitors your heart rate and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, years ago, a watch was a watch. Nowadays,
it's everything.
Talks, When we think, there's obviously other films that we've James Bond used to have a screen on his watch, and now we have, all those years ago, the only thing Anne got is that bit of string you pull out and strangle someone
or
with.
the laser
that'll
be cool.
You twist
it and a bomb goes off.
That'll be cool. Transporter says Kelvin.
That's
what
it.
It's called.
Thank you.
A transporter.
I'm not a Trekkie though. That's what they call them.
Is that what they call them, a Trekkie? Yeah. No, see, I wasn't a Trekkie, but I was fascinated. You know, they would have been made, what, 1960s, the original Star Trek? And it would have been... See, I'm just trying to get into my phone now. It says your passcode is required to enable Touch ID.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the password is. Oh, I've got it now. Martin Pibworth says mobile phone and email. Yeah, mobile phones, yeah, and yeah. Email as well. But email was, the first email was sent in 1971.
Yep.
David Hobbit Woodford says, find out how long a month of Sundays are so quick. We were asked the question, this is very tongue-in-cheek, we asked the question yesterday, how long is a month of Sundays? Driverless cars will make better use of congested roads, says Kelvin.
How? They're still going to be on the roads.
Yeah.
So there's still going to be congestion, isn't there?
I mean, you just imagine how scary that's going to be. You go at the dual carriageway, you're overtaking the car in front, okay, and you look round and there's no one in there.
And they're just asleep at the wheel. You're like, what?
That would be scary, wouldn't it? Richard Reese says, I look at it the other way. Then we could travel faster than the speed of sound.
We can travel faster than the speed of sound.
Can we?
Yeah. That's been can around we? For... Yeah.
Right, OK. Yeah. Last caller of the day. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Ian, it's Jay.
Hello, Jay.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. Yeah, I'll be quick. I think we've already reached the limits of our technologies. I think we've been through the agricultural revolution, then the technological, industrial, digital, and I think then where the future's going will be in a regenerative revolution to repair all the damage we've done from the other four. And I think we'll be using the existing technology that we've got now to do that. For instance, there's some brilliant software, you know, like Google Earth and stuff like that, for topographical scanning of landscapes and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're already doing great work with that, restoring waterways and reforesting and stuff. complete sort of contradiction in itself, but some of the best technology we've got for restoring landscapes is actually in the fracking industry. These guys can see right inside the landscape and see where reservoirs are and all that kind of stuff. Fascinating stuff. We've got good technology, we've just got to use it the right way.
Yeah,
that's a good point, actually.
Yeah.
That is a good point. Where do you see it all? Because I keep thinking the world's going to end at some point, because we're just milking it all, aren't we?
Yeah.
I mean, we, you know.
You see what's going to end, sorry?
The world.
Oh, the world.
Yeah, we're going to self-destruct at some point, shouldn't we?
We're already in that process. You know, we're focusing on the gadgetry side of things and the unimportant. And yeah, it's fascinating. But if you look around at what's actually happening. Ecological degradation. You've got migrants trying to shift from here and there. California running out of water. São Paulo, huge city, millions of people running out of water. It's already on us. It's already on us. We've just got to start realizing, and like I say, all the technology that we've got, use it for betterment. I tell you, a brilliant sphere of science and technology is biomimicry, which is basically... things that we do develop from now on be done in a study of a biological fashion. So things like solar panels and things like that will be grown, if you like, at the biological level in the same aspect as an actual leaf that does proper photosynthesis, as opposed to trying to make it out of processed and manufactured oil products. Does any of that make sense?
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
Josh will explain it to me later.
Well, a quick example, right? What they were doing in Japan to find out the most efficient and best ways to redevelop the new subway system. And they put it through thousands and thousands of algorithms and computer computations and blah, blah, blah. But what they also done alongside it, they put in... mycelium, which is the underground network of mushrooms, so it's sort of like a web under the soil, and they put that into a model of what they had already existed, and the mycelium found its way in the most efficient way, and they ran that through the same computer systems, and they found it was it beat all the computation models by 100 to 1. It was cleverer in essence than the computers.
Crikey.
So we should learn from nature.
Oh, yeah, fascinating stuff. Biomimicry, look into it.
I will if I can spell it.
let's see if I can spell it for you. Biomimicry.
Yeah. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look it up. That's my homework.
Yeah,
I've
do that. Fascinating stuff. Some good TED Talks as well on it. Have a look.
Brilliant. Thanks for being there, Jay.
Cheers. Bye.
Cheers now. Bye. That'll just about do it. It's 1 o'clock. So thank you, Josh. Anything you want to add before you go? Did you find out about the Bluetooth King?
No.
Okay, that's homework for you for the week then. And thank you, Libby. Anything else you want to add?
No.
And Georgia?
No.
Okay. And Jamie? Jamie's terrified. Look, terrified. He's going to be co-hosting the show on Friday. He's going to be sat this side. He doesn't know it yet. He's going to be sat this side.
Good luck.
So just imagine how nervous that's going to be. He won't be able to sleep the next couple of nights.